and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 4th of December, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Rainer Maria Rilke, born in Prague in 1875, who made a career as a poet by seducing a series of very wealthy women who would then support him while he wrote his books. One princess let him live for a while in her castle Duino near Trieste, a medieval castle with fortified walls and an ancient square tower. Rilke's room looked out onto the Gulf of Trieste, which he loved. In a letter from his room, he wrote, "I am looking out into the empty sea space, directly into the universe." It was that winter of 1912, alone in the castle, Rilke said he heard the voice of an angel speaking to him about the meaning of life and death, and he started a poem that began with the lines, "And if I cried, who'd listen to me in those angelic orders? Even if one of them suddenly held me to his heart, I'd vanish in his overwhelming presence, because beauty's nothing but the start of terror we can hardly bear, and we adore it because of the serene scorn it could kill us with. Every angel's terrifying." He wrote two poems about angels in one sitting, knew that he had begun his most important work, but then he got stuck on it, couldn't write anymore, left the castle. The First World War broke out. He struggled to write something for the next decade while he was slowly beginning to suffer the symptoms of leukemia. And finally, in February of 1922, he managed to finish in a single month what he had begun a decade before, a cycle of 10 long poems that he called the Duino Elegies, about the difference between angels and people and the meaning of death, and his idea that human beings are put on earth in order to experience the beauty of ordinary things. And it's the birthday of Samuel Butler, born in Nottinghamshire, England, 1835, known in his own time for the satire that he wrote called Erewhon. But after he died, a novel called The Way of All Flesh was found in his desk drawer. Published in 1903, became a sensation. V.S. Pritchett said, "The Way of All Flesh is one of the time bombs of literature." Samuel Butler said, "There is one thing certain, namely that we can have nothing certain, therefore it is not certain that we can have nothing certain." Here's a poem for today by Michael Lind, "The Ballad of Woodrow Wilson." "Tall as the morning," he told the crowd from his railroad car, "the League of Nations is our chance to save the world from war. Columbus and St. Louis, then Des Moines, a heaven-sent occasion to preserve the peace," declared the president. In Omaha, he had a cough. The rocking of the train prevented him from sleeping all across the starry plain. "America's the savior of the world," the townsfolk heard in Bismarck. "On to Coeur d'Alene, I give you all my word." In San Diego, he was tense. In Salt Lake City, terse. "Without the League, another war will come, a war much worse." At Pueblo, Woodrow Wilson saw the children and exclaimed, "These boys, when they are grown, must not be drafted, killed, and maimed." He gripped the railing, "All our boys, they will have died in vain if we should fail." The curtains closed on the departing train. The waiting crowd in Wichita was told the president was ill. Eastward across the grass, the locomotive went. The engine, with a long, deep wail, dragged the curtained car over the miles of track that soon the boys would ride to war. The Ballad of Woodrow Wilson by Michael Lind, from his collection Parallel Lives, published by Etruscan Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Our technical director is Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.